Ready?
You want me to do the drum roll thing?
No, it's okay. Here goes nothing.
Let's hear it from the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it from my baby. Oh, you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my love and one man show. Whoa, let's hear it from the boy.
And now, winner of Best Perm in Minnesota, Jason Matheson.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I am the winner of Best Perm in Minnesota, Jason Matheson. Alexis is in Africa for about a month, and joining us, filling in today and for several days, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, Stephanie Hansen, everybody.
Good morning,
Stephanie. Good morning.
I got clapping.
And joining us because she has no vacation days, Dawn McClain, everybody.
Hey,
Dawn
McClain.
Yes. It is Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. 5:32 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the morning. Welcome to midweek. Welcome to should be a nice day outside. And welcome to your first sip of coffee. Cheers, everybody. Cheers, 5:30 friends.
Cheers.
Cheers, Stephanie Hansen. We're very excited to begin a long run with you. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that beverage is good.
Is it good? Is it good?
Yeah, it's good this morning. It's good. Steph, just kind of like how it's become a tradition on Fridays to ask Dawn McClain if she plans on leaving her house at any point. It has now become tradition when you fill in to ask what stinky food have you brought into the studio to consume and infect with smell the entire studio. So what have you brought in today?
Well, Steph? I have good food today because my mother-in-law loaded me up. I have some poached salmon on an arugula salad with
Steph.
Eggs, hard-boiled
Gross.
Eggs.
Okay.
Okay. Beets and potatoes.
Beets will make your pee purple. But yeah.
God. Not the pee I'm worried about.
Yeah.
But yeah, someone heard you, a nutritionist that I know, and he goes, yeah, don't let Jason make fun of you for having like healthy soup for breakfast.
Oh.
Soup is a great thing to have for breakfast.
Great. I'm happy for him or her. That's great. I will continue.
It made me laugh.
I will continue because you're right. And then Steph felt after she talked to her nutrition friend, then Steph sent me a text. She's like, I just want to let you know that soup is very good in the morning. And here's the link to an article. So, but you're right. I'm sure it is. We think Americans think of breakfast the wrong way. Right, Steph? We think of it. We should think of it differently.
Well, if you eat more like what would be perceived as maybe dinner or lunch foods, like proteins and more whole foods, you're probably going to start your day better than if you just load up on carbs like cereal and Pop-Tarts and donuts.
I haven't eaten. I just thought of this. I was watching an old movie. I think I was watching Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton and the great Terry Garr. And they had a breakfast scene and all the kids were eating cereal. And it struck me that, no joke, it has to be a decade since I've eaten cereal on a regular basis.
And it's sad, isn't it? Because cereal is wonderful.
It's so good, but it's so
Frosted Flakes really trip my trigger.
Oh, my good. The Corn Pops. I love Corn Pops. Honey Nut Cheerios. I love them. If I'm getting
Captain
if I'm
Crunch
be,
with Crunch Berries.
Stephanie Hansen, I was just going to say that.
That's so good.
If I just don't care about my dental health and my health in general, oh, yeah, Crunch Berries, girl.
Lucky Charms?
Which are not really berries. Lucky Charms, I don't know. The leprechaun scared me, so I never, when I was a kid, so I couldn't stare at the box, so I never ate those things.
Wow.
Yeah. That creeped me out.
He looked really sinister in the day, too. It's the new Lucky Charms is a little friendlier, but
Yeah, and then he started getting a little pervy looking. I mean, then he started getting creepy pervy.
Yeah, because he had weird eyebrows.
Hey, when I come in the come over here.
Charms.
Come over here, Jason.
They're magically delicious.
Are you magically delicious? No, so I just no, I didn't. But that was the thing when you were a kid. You would pour a bowl of cereal, and then you would sit there at your kitchen table. At least this is what I did. You would shove it in your mouth, and as you were eating, you would read the back of the box. Yep. That's what I would do. I would and I wouldn't talk, and I would put as much in that bowl as humanly possible, and that was what I would have. During the weekends. And then Dar, my lovely mother, she throughout elementary school forced me to eat a healthy breakfast, which drove me crazy. Now, as an adult, if someone made me what Dar made me every day, I wish Dar would make me breakfast now every morning. As a kid, I didn't appreciate it. I wish I did have mom or Mamacita. I wish I had Mamacita to, that's a Joan Crawford reference. But, and so I used to rebel. And when Dar would step away, she used to make these little, I've told the story before. She used to make these little sizzling sausages, and they look like, they're small. They're not long links. They're kind of stubby links. And, they look well, like a leprechaun's arm, kind of what they look like. So, when she would step away, I would take the sausage and throw them behind our couch, which was against a wall.
Gross!
Oh my God!
My mom had her carpets cleaned, and they pulled the couch away, and there was a log cabin of sausage links.
That's disgusting.
I know.
How old
she
were
was
you?
So, well, because that ended in junior high, when I switched to junior high, the only good thing about those two wretched years was the fact that she let me then eat whatever I wanted. So it lasted, I think I was probably like, well, I don't know, how old are you when you're in fourth grade? 9, 10,
yeah.
Something like that? Yeah.
That's prime time to think you can get away with tossing sausages behind the couch.
That's funny, though. Gross.
I think I got a little whooping that day. Yeah. I only got a spanking a couple. And I was just thinking about this. And I don't know why I was thinking about spanking. I don't know if I was in a Randy mood or something, but I was driving. I was either feeling Randy or I was thinking about legalized child abuse, because I remember my principal in junior high whipping me.
No, you're kidding.
Dawn, you and I are the same age.
Yeah.
Steph is a tick or two higher, right, Steph? So
yeah.
we're basically the same generation, more or less.
A whip?
Not a whip. No, not a whip. But he spanked me with a paddle with holes in it that he had hanging on his wall.
Yeah, we had kids get paddled, too.
It was just a threat. Nobody actually ever got spanked with that thing at my school. But you did.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
What did I do? I don't remember.
But it's your fault.
I block out those years. Are you kidding me? I block out 86 to 88, other than watching Dallas, because it was a good season. I block that whole era out. But I was driving on 394, and it popped in my mind. I'm like, oh, my goodness. That wasn't that long ago that principals were allowed to spank. Or paddle.
Yeah.
And
nope.
Now, oh my goodness, could you imagine? It'd be Harry Carey.
Yeah, I don't think they'd go for
that. Do you know how old my husband is? They would swim in their school pool naked. What? All the boys.
What?
Yep.
What?
They didn't wear bathing suits.
Whoa.
Yep. He's 10 years older than me, but that was what you did.
That is creepy.
Isn't that weird?
Ew.
What? Was it a private school or a public school?
Public.
Okay.
Public.
Because sometimes private schools, they have some different rules.
Dawn.
I mean, I went there. Sometimes. It's like, we can do what we want.
No, this was a public school.
Oh, my God. Isn't that creepy, Jason?
What? Yes, Dawn.
I'm just wondering if
there's
my
no
reaction
debate.
Is wrong.
Dawn, no. No, Dawn, I don't think there's debate here.
What?
I think that's certifiable creepy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
It's pretty weird.
Ew, did he? Oh, okay. Ew, they all swam naked?
Yep.
Like, so they had separate boys and girls classes.
Yes.
Either way, it's like, who's the gym teacher? What's, like, what? What is this?
Jump in the pool, kids.
Ew. Oh.
Well, my gym teacher, again, not a fresh story, but one of the many ways I was tormented in school wasn't just by the students. My gym teacher, Mr. Lemon, when I was I kept putting off taking PE because you had to take it 1 year in high school and you could choose when you took it. So I kept putting it off. And Dar was like, Jason, you need to just get it out of the way. And I said, no, I don't want my freshman year ruined. So I waited till junior year and I took a junior year and Mr. Lemon was also not only the gym teacher, but he was the football coach. So he knew all the guys. So he made me and another friend, another Jason, both of us, we were heavier. He made both of us take off our shirts and we stood in the middle of the gym and we were the dodge for dodgeball. So he had the other guys who the majority of them were his football boys. He had them throw the ball at us and we had to run like chickens. And avoid getting hit by the dodgeball.
What?
That's
in
sad.
The world? He would be fired now for that.
Or fired? If I wouldn't have been, I never told my mom because it's, and that's what happens. You get embarrassed.
God.
Oh my goodness. And I mean, obviously my mom and I have had many conversations about what went on in my childhood, but I told my mom and Dar, and if you've ever heard Dar on this show or if you've seen her on the TV show, girl doesn't mess around. Mom doesn't mess around. Dar, especially back then, if she would have known, firing would have been the least of that man's problems.
Yeah, yeah.
The least of that man's problems.
Yeah, when things happen to your kids, it really affects you. Somebody made a website about my daughter in eighth grade, and because she was also had weight issues.
Oh, no.
And,
like a mean bully?
Yes, I found out later. And I still, to this day, want to find that kid. It infuriates me. It makes me madder than anything that's ever happened to me. It makes me sadder inside. The rage I have about that kid. I shouldn't talk about it on the radio. I would never anything, but I'm telling you.
No, it's brutality out there when you're in junior middle school. Oof.
Bad. I'm sorry, I'm thinking ahead. 5:43. Almost on the dot. When we come back, I have a fun little announcement, and we'll talk about that and much more when we return.
Lori and Julia.
I want to know if you're going to wear mules again, because Donnie posted that. Mules are back.
They're
and
back.
I've loved mules.
I bought a pair of Sorel mules, Lori, that I've been wearing since November.
Sorel mules?
You know those mules I have by Sorels. I've been wearing them all winter.
What the hell is a mule?
A mule is a slide-in.
It's a slide-in shoe.
But I love a mule. I loved a mule in the 90s, and I'm glad that they're back. Yeah, mules are good.
They're comfortable. Okay, those guys over there. I'm sorry that this
mules, Kenny.
Mule.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Stuck in a cycle.
5:48, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jason Matheson. Alexis is off for about a month in Africa. Filling in for several days is our good friend Stephanie Hansen. That's right,
like
naked cowboy. Mm. That's right. Don McClain is here because, well, B. Arthur only gives her a day off every year. And, so thanks for being here, everybody. 5:49. Steph, I'm very excited. I miss Alexis. She's not even gone yet. She's still in the metro. But to be clear, but my goodness, I went to bed last night, and as I'm sitting there watching The Real Housewives, Colin's always like, "So, how's the show going? You know, how's the prep going?" I'm like, "Oh, it's fine." I go, "I'm very excited though, because I get to tangle with Hanson tomorrow," and he just starts laughing. I'm like, "Woo, Hanson's here!" Anyway. So I have a little fun announcement.
Yeah.
I posted on social media yesterday, and before I say it, the fact of the matter is, and I always have to preface things like this because with the two jobs that I have this this job, and then I work over at the FOX. I have my TV gig, which TV was. You know, when I'm growing up, I TV was the dream, and I call my radio career the happiest of all accidents. So because I work in two different areas, in two different companies, with two different companies that compete against each other, our big boss, Dan Seaman, and I, we call this the separation of church and state. We try to keep things separate because, hello, I'm respectful of the fact that the two companies I work for are competitors. But every so often... you know, Dan has always been very gracious to allow me to make fun announcements like this, and I always appreciate it. And this is one of those quick little days. Yesterday, I was able to announce that following last year's national test of my TV talk show, it went really well in some cities, and I'm happy to say that Fox is giving my talk show another national run this summer throughout the month of June in different cities and different markets, more markets. And if things go well, the Jason Show could go into syndication, could go national as early as this fall.
Yeah, Jason.
Or it could be, you know, it could start in the next TV season. So,
this is going to sound terrible, but is there any chance that it'll go down in flames and it won't happen?
Oh, my God.
You bitch.
No, I just want to know.
You bitch.
No. That did sound so bad.
I just love you. Oh, my God.
No, I just want to know. Like, is this a for sure thing now and it's just a matter of picking the markets and when?
Dawn, can you call Miss Shannon, please? Get her in here a few days early.
Oh, I'm kind of excited about Miss Shannon, so that's exciting, too.
God, I love you, Steph.
Chance that it'll end in disaster?
Let's examine what just happened. I love Steph so much. That's why we can call each other names, and I can say that to her. And she's the only person that could say that to me without me bursting into tears.
Oh, don't, because I don't. No. I'm just trying to like.
Oh God, I love you.
Is it a half empty or half full situation? What are the odds? What are the possibilities? Yeah. Can we just be prepared for all instances?
But I love
dear
Steph,
Rocco. This is the promo for today.
Yeah. No, Steph. And you wonder why I saw Steph on Friday.
Oh, you were sour.
I was sour. For
you had sour face the whole time.
Oh, I was sour for a variety of reasons. But I was giving it to Steph like nobody's business. And a mutual friend of ours said, you are just really sassy to her. And I said, have you met her? Have you heard the things that come out of her mouth in public?
My gosh.
So I said, we can do that with each other. But anyway, but I love that Steph's first response, Dawn's like, oh my God, Jace, that's fantastic. Stephanie's is there a chance it's even going to succeed?
No, that wasn't what I said.
I'm kidding.
Because I feel like you've had a hurdle here that you've covered and crossed. So now, is it another hurdle for just different markets or more potential, or are you over halfway there?
No, I'm over halfway there, and all kidding aside, it is a good question. I will say personally, I am so happy with the show, and even if the show doesn't go full national, we will soon be in most of Minnesota in a semi-syndication deal. So I really mean this. There are pros and cons to all the scenarios.
Sure.
And I am, and I'm not blowing smoke, I am at 42, 100% mentally okay with however the chips fall. I won't be overly sad if it doesn't work nationally, if I don't appeal to people in, you know, Chicago or whatever. And if I do, that's great too. I'm prepared for both.
Okay.
The reason we're doing two tests, or we are doing, is because it's a strategy from our company, from the FOX. And that is what they do is, and I think it's very smart, it's what they did with, you know, kind of what they did with Wendy Williams and Bethany, but they've even changed the strategy now. So in the summer, when there's nothing but reruns, they'll test some shows, they'll pull them back, they'll tweak them, and then the next season, put a few of them back out in different cities with the tweaks to see, instead of just blowing a whole bunch of money and experimenting on air for 12 months very expensively. They test, pull back, tweak, put it back out there, and then fine tune it until they're happy with it, and then put it out nationally, which I think economically in this climate is the smart thing to do. And that's what they're doing with our show.
Okay. That is the exact kind of thing I was looking for. Thank you.
I just personally loved your response. That was
is there a chance that it'll fail?
Yeah. So guys, my show's going national. Dawn. Oh my God, Jace, that's crazy. Steph, is there a chance it's going to fail? I mean, are we prepared for it to fail, Jason?
Oh, God, I love it.
Well, and this is me. Steph. I'm always like...
realistic.
I always have that extra pair of shoes in the car.
Yeah.
I've got the raincoat in case it's going to rain.
Yeah.
I might be like Pigpen, who's wandering around with the cloud. I don't know.
I love you so much. No, you're the best. This is why I said to Colin last night, I'm so glad Hanson's here.
I'm such an ass.
I love you. No. That's why I love you. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.